These model trains often require decades to build and are considered priceless by their owners. At market, they can fetch tens of thousands of pounds, and though they're small, 1/12 the size of a normal train, they're not that small. The locomotives, which burn model train-sized bricks of coal, carried in model train-scale tenders, and fed with tiny shovels, weigh hundreds of pounds each. They're powerful enough to pull 8 children who ride, straddling passenger cars, around a special narrow-gauge track at 8 miles an hour. The burglars scoured the grounds, which belong, along with the locomotives, to members of the Gravesend Model Marine and Engineering Society. A 66-year-old British Railway Club. They found a hoist, a wheelbarrow, and a set of the club's walkie-talkies. Lifting the Mayflower onto the wheelbarrow, they rolled her to the fences. Using the hoist, they lifted her over the wood railing, lowered her back into the wheelbarrow on the other side, and huffed her through the farm toward the van, where they had to heave the train over the final fence to reach the curb. They returned at least 3 more times that night, plundering engines and other club valuables. In the darkness, the thieves, presumably sapped yet unquestionably successful, piled back into the getaway van and disappeared into the night. The following morning, around 9 a.m., Derek Williams and his wife, Sheila, were walking their spaniel by the leisure center. Williams, a retiree who's been a GMMES member for the past 19 years, strolled by leafless trees, then saw the mangled doors of the shipping containers. Alarmed, Sheila phoned the police, while Derek dialed the only person he knew who could actually help, Tricia Philly, the club's indefatigable secretary, who was just sitting down at home to cereal with her husband, Alan. "Trish," Williams said, "we've been burgled."